This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. And by the Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, the second Saturday in January, and what a difference a week can make.
Oh,
it was frigid and snowy last Saturday.
Well, actually, it didn't really get frigid and snowy till Sunday, because we thought it was going to be Saturday, you remember, but they kept pushing it back and pushing it back, and it really wasn't until late Saturday night that it started coming down.
Well, I know there was some snow on the ground Saturday, because I got stuck leaving Cranny Mac.
I had to get on my knees and push the car out.
You did a good job.
Or maybe
though.
It was Friday night. I guess that must have been
Friday.
There
was snow on the ground Saturday.
That's right. There was snow. It was Friday, I was thinking. It was pretty frigid.
Going away now, though.
Well, that's good.
I got no complaints.
I have no complaints. And I've stated before, if I never see another snowflake the rest of my life, I would not consider that bad.
That was quite the event we went through across mid-Illinois, and obviously not a lot of sporting events got played during the comings and goings of that storm. But thankfully, last night, we got back into a bit of a normal Friday night type of flow. Yeah. We had a doubleheader on FM 106, and Terry, it was a really good doubleheader.
Well, traditionally, when you get the Montgomery County schools all playing on the same night, that's usually a pretty good night for basketball. It turned out to be that way last night. You had the game at Litchfield with the Litchfield and Hillsboro, and the Purple Panthers cranked things up in that fourth quarter to come away with a four-point win, 54-50. So it was an interesting – I didn't know that I was kind of listening in and out during my broadcast, and I knew Litchfield was down, but they really poured it on in that fourth quarter. So.
Well, they had 26 points through three quarters and then scored 28 in the fourth quarter.
That's basketball, you know?
Where they didn't get to the free throw line at all in the first half, and then they're 15 out of 21 from the foul line in the fourth quarter. You just never know.
Yeah. And probably a lot of that from taking the ball to the hole.
Very aggressive.
You know, being very aggressive to the basket. And you earn your right to stand at the free throw line and shoot free throws.
That was a vintage Hillsboro-Litchfield game last night, too. You know, we always talk about, big crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, we always say you can throw the records out no matter what the sport is, and it's true. But last night, Litchfield sitting atop the conference. Hillsboro was undefeated in league play, so it was a big ball game with conference implications. So you had a little more on the line maybe than – is the normal Hillsboro-Litchfield for the conference, but boy, it lived up to the billing.
Dylan Miller had 24 points for the Toppers. He led all scorers last night. Alex Hall, 21 for the Panthers. Litchfield, so many different weapons.
They can hurt you in so many
different ways.
So versatile, you know, a lot of 6'2", 6'3 athletes on the floor at any given time, and they couldn't really stop Dylan Miller, but they kind of stopped everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, they let Miller get his, and he did. And he probably had seven blocks as well, controlled the glass. But Litchfield did a good job of locking down everybody else. And when fourth quarter came around, they were ready.
And sometimes that's what you have to do as a basketball team. If you're outsized, you have to pick your one guy to, you know, to double down on and hope for the best. So.
Basketball is still a big man's game.
It is.
6'8 is still 6'8, no matter what.
Especially if you're a 1A or 2A school.
Right. You don't. And I'll tell you what, Dylan Miller, he's got skills, too. Mm-hmm, you know, I mean, he's... A lot of times you'll see guys maybe that height, maybe the coordination isn't quite there. Not the case with Dylan. Very coordinated. He can put the ball on the deck from the foul line, put it on the floor, and get to the rim. And when you're 6'8 and you can do that, boy, does that really help.
Well, I think that's a testament to his hard work in the offseason, because I think in between school years he's really put in a lot of work to get better all around as a basketball player.
I think he's probably played on some AAU teams and stuff like that in the summertime. So. Yeah. And, you know, you get exposed to a lot of different types of ball. And the speed of the game is probably a lot quicker, so that does Dylan a lot of good. Yeah. So yeah, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's got some game.
And it's the first it's the first of two matchups in 8 days between those two teams.
We talk about the Litchfield Invitational coming up here later during the show, but that's all you need to know about the depth of the tournament. Litchfield's the 2 seed. Hillsboro's the 10 seed out of a 12 team tournament.
Yeah, Yeah.
There's nine teams better than them in that tournament. That's going to be a fun week in Litchfield.
Yeah. You know, that's traditionally one of the better tournaments around in the middle part of the season. Second game last night was the matchup between Lincolnwood and Nokomis. And over the years, Nokomis has dominated this rivalry. But last night, the Lancers pulled out a 7-point win, 38-31, played great defense, really controlled the tempo of the ball game. Kind of got away from them there a little bit in the third quarter, but following a timeout, the ship was righted. Tate Snyder had 18 points, led all scorers for the Lancers. Austin Chaussee had 14 points. Austin Chaussee, that guy is just an athlete. He is.
No matter the era.
Yeah, no matter the era, he could play anytime. And it was also MTXE night last night. Both schools received checks in excess of $17,000 for their athletic program. So the MTXE committee breaking the record again with the presentation last night.
They pretty much break it every year.
They do. And, congratulations and kudos to the MTXE committee. They did a great job. So,
Terry, I thought you said something very interesting talking about the ball game. Lincolnwood controlled the tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every opponent who plays in the Comas, that's the goal.
That is.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Easy to say. A lot more difficult to actually do. So for Lincolnwood to go into Nokomis and actually accomplish that, hats off to the Lancers. That's a job well done.
You know, and traditionally, Tim, the lower the score, the better it is for Nokomis. And last night, the Lancers had enough scoring and to offset Nokomis. And Nokomis got to back within, 4 points, I guess, at one time. And Lincolnwood extended the lead. And really, they led from the get-go. They never trailed in the ball game last night. So, good win for the Lancers. They're 11th of the season. So, and, you know, you look at the postseason, and we kind of – we've seen the assignments now, and I think there's a possibility that at the Pawnee Regional, where Lincolnwood is going to end up, there could be four teams with 20-plus wins in that regional tournament. Wow. So at least a possibility exists. You know, still a long way to go in the season, a long way to go, but the possibility exists. So, yeah. That's why they play the games. That's
exactly right. And watch, if that happens, one of the non-21 teams will probably
out. It's a distinct possibility. You get hot at the right time.
That's exactly right.
One thing I'll say about Lincolnwood's coach, Matt Milburg, I've never seen a more energetic coach than Matt Milburg at Lincolnwood. He really gets into it.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
well, and his kids feed off of that energy. Mm-hmm. And, we've talked about it before, Terry, with Lincolnwood. They seem to always be able to come back, no matter what the deficit is. And a lot of that does come from the personality of the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Never out of it. Digging in. Yeah. We're not going to succumb to this. We're going to fight it.
Well, and with Matt, I know he put a renewed emphasis on playing defense. And as long as your defense plays well, you're probably going to be in the ball game, and that's one thing he emphasizes. He's got a couple guys that can stick the ball in the hole, which is always helpful.
That helps.
Things have worked out for him, and he, got some good kids to work with. So we've got some terrific coaches in the area. We were just mentioning off the air this morning, you and I were just conversing how we really have a great bunch of coaches, great people who are coaches and who are coaching our kids in the area. So we enjoy being around them and watching them work. So
yeah, and Terry, you were talking about the Pawnee Regional potentially having a lot of teams with 20 wins. Well, come regional time, when was the last time all four Montgomery County schools had winning records at the same time?
That's interesting.
At the end of the regular season.
It's been a while.
Because that's got a very good chance of happening this season.
Well, and if you count the girls' teams as well, I don't know that it's ever happened. Yeah. I don't know. It probably has somewhere along the way. I would say the late 90s probably was the when Hillsboro boys had the terrific run there with Luke Caston and Tim Toll and Galitko and those kids. And, of course, Nokomis girls had their back-to-back state championships. Litchfield was still pretty good. I don't know. That would be – we're going to have to put our R&D department on that.
Yeah, we'll get them right on that.
Yeah, which –
but that's an interesting point, though.
What's their extension on the intercom? Do you remember what that is, guys?
I misplaced it. I have to locate that. So we had a very good night of Montgomery County basketball on the radio last night. Both of those broadcasts, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Lincolnwood, and Nokomis, available in podcasts at WSMIRadio.com. Sportsnet.com. But, Terry, there was a lot of ball games played.
Yes, there was. Last night, Carlinville picked up the 10th win of the year for the Cavaliers. Joe Biesterday had 18 points. They beat Bunker Hill 64-42. Brandon Jamison had 18 for the Minutemen. At North Mac last night, a matchup between the Riverton Hawks and the Panthers of North Mac, two pretty good teams. Riverton won it last night, 58-51. Tate Musso had 18 for the Panthers. Auburn beat New Berlin 68-61. Greenville escaped Roxana 50-46. Vandalia got by East Dalton Wood River 66-47. And Franklin beat Morrisonville 66-42. Also last night, Calvary Academy beat South Fork 87-62. Calvary's one of those teams that might have 20 wins, so in that Pawnee regional.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we return, we're going to be talking to some area basketball coaches and get their thoughts on their season thus far as we are rolling on through the month of January here. Back with more Sports Saturday coming up.
GameZone Plus has it all, whether you want to buy, sell, trade, rent, or repair. You need to think of GameZone Plus in Nokomis. GameZone Plus has computers, laptops, tablets, movies on Blu-ray and DVD, video games and accessories, TV and musical instruments. And remember, shop local. Shop GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. We'll have a low tonight of around 28 degrees. Heading into Sunday, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 48 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. Expect highs in the mid-30s. The lows will be in the mid-20s. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 35 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with a real community bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday, we hope to make connections with Drew Logan, Joe Vanzo, and Matt Milberg throughout the rest of the hour here on WSMI Sports Saturday. A week from today, the 47th Litchfield Invitational will tip off at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, and this is turned out to be one of the best in-season tournaments.
I agree, and they have a little bit different look this year. I understand Taylorville's coming in next year because Columbia is going out, but the top seed this year is Mount Zion. Mount Zion's 1, Litchfield 2, Nokomis 3, Roxana 4. And when you looked at the 9, 10, 11, 12 teams, East Dalton, Wood River, Hillsboro, Metro, East Lutheran, Lebanon, and you're going, these are the bottom four seeds?
Well, we saw Wood River just at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament.
Yeah. They're not that bad.
They're not that bad.
Hillsboro played Litchfield within four last night, you know, and Nokomis has already beaten Litchfield. So.
They haven't. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Drew Logan. Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time, and another classic Hillsboro-Litchfield matchup last night, and what a fourth quarter your Panthers put on last night.
Yeah, it's one thing that I learned pretty quick after I came over to Litchfield was it doesn't really matter. Records aren't going to matter. I would say every game we've played in my first 3 years here have been probably within 5 points in the last 8 minutes of the game.
And get used to it because it's going to be that way for a long time.
Drew, how can you explain 26 points through three quarters and then 28 points in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. You might be able to explain it as well as I can. We I give a lot of credit to Hillsborough's defense. We knew that they were going to play man. They played that. I mean, kind of like us, people know we're most likely going to play man, but. Their ball pressure really bothered us. It kind of took us out of some things that we had, you know, kind of, I guess, banked on doing. And realistically, we just kind of had to spread them out in the fourth quarter. And you know, we talked about going into that fourth quarter that, you know, we need to show up. And we really struggled in the second, third quarter of, you know, our offense rhythm wasn't there, our intensity wasn't there, and you know, they did a good job of showing up and finishing in the fourth.
Drew, Alex Hull had another big night offensively, but I personally thought that the X factor, the most important player for you last night, was Jacob Bates.
Yeah, Jacob was a player that this summer, when we played a lot of basketball this summer, and he really, really, really stood out. And he struggled as the season started. He rolled his ankle and spent two or three games, healing his ankle, and he's just really, I think, now getting back to where. Yeah, he's clicking on everything. He's understanding everything, and he's kind of a gamer. He'll come out in practice, and we're thinking, man, you know, really struggling, and he gets in a game and just shows up.
Well, he went right at the 6'8" Dylan Miller last night. He really showed that aggressiveness, and that's how you have to attack a big guy like that.
Yeah, and he has the length to be able to finish around him. Whereas with Austin Chamberlain and Austin Bryant, they don't quite have the length to be able to finish. Even if they gain an advantage on Dylan, and Jacob was able to attack him and get around him, and then just on the defensive end, you know, changing shots and altering people's shots as he was, you know, he was doing a good job of helping on the guards penetrating and trying to get a block.
One advantage you have, Drew, is you have so many different weapons, and sometimes the combination doesn't quite click, but you're able to put people in and get that combination that clicks, and it's just a good feature to have for a ball club.
Yeah, one of the big things that we've had all year, we've been really, really balanced on scoring. And I was talking to the kids about that after the game. And at one point I looked up and we had a player with 9 points, a player with five, and three guys with zero. And four of the players on the floor were starters. And I told them, I said, we are really struggling on the offensive end right now. And you know, we come back every day, like we're in here right now trying to correct that problem. But, you know, it's nice when you can have two or three guys that struggle, and a new guy stepped up. You know, Jacob stepped up and played well last night. You know, Colton Steele had, I think, our first 7 points, and then, you know, Alex obviously was bound and determined not to allow us to lose the game last night.
Drew, you got the Invitational coming up a week from today, but you guys are sitting at 4-0 in the conference. I know a conference championship, that would mean a lot.
Yeah, we've talked a lot. You know, our main focus is – Not to, you know, lower the standard of the conference. We obviously want to do well in the conference. Our main focus is really postseason play. You know, there's not been a regional championship on the boys' side here since 2005. And I don't know about the conference, but one of my players had made the comment yesterday that the last time they won it was almost 20 years. So, you know, we're kind of in uncharted territory. We're 4-0 last year. I think we won three games in the conference. Two years ago, I think we won two. So, like I told them, they're really excited to get back in the gym. We work hard in practice every day. So I hope that, you know, we continue to improve and continue to get better.
Drew, about this Invitational tournament, this is such a great mix of basically 2A and 3A schools with maybe one exception with Nokomis, of course, being a 1A school. And you see a lot of different teams that you normally don't see.
Yeah, the tournament is great. And, you know, and it was kind of funny. I was having a conversation with Coach Cantrell from Greenville about seeds. And, you know, we were trying to get our last few seeds in, and I just sent him a message, and I said, have fun seeding the tournament, because it was almost a nightmare. I mean, you just, you laid the sheets out in front of you, and you're looking at records, you're looking at common opponents. I think we had, at that point, one team was below 500. You know, this team's beat that team, and that team's beat this team, and it was, you know, and you never want to insult anybody, but it was difficult. And you look at the seeding, I mean, I think Hillsborough came out maybe seeded 10th, if I remember correctly, and, you know, they battled us to a four-point game last night. We, you know, we're seeded ahead of Nokomis by 1 point, by one vote, and Nokomis beats us. So it's going to be it could be a very interesting and very competitive tournament.
Coach, we've obviously seen your team as well as Hillsborough. Tell us a little bit about what you expect from Columbia and what you know about them, since you'll be facing them in pool play in this Invitational.
Yeah, Coach Sandstrom does a very good job on defense. And one of the points that I made to our kids last night, you know, Hillsborough really extended their defense and put pressure on us and really kind of forced the issue, which Columbia will do a lot of the same thing. And then, the big thing for them is they're going to wear you down on your defensive end, because they will run an offense to get not a good shot. They're going to get a great shot. And, you know, we played them, I think it was last year that we played them. And, you know, we did okay against them. We weren't really playing as well as we had been around Christmas last year. But, you know, you can take any game we're going to play in this tournament, and every game is going to be a tough one.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. I know you've got practice going on, so we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and best of luck next week at the Invitational.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Invitation, Drew Logan.
Yeah, Invitation will start a week from today on the 18th and run through the 25th at both Simmons Gym and at Panther Gym. And by the way, the seedings were determined strictly by the coaches.
That's right.
There was this coaches-only vote. And
they were turned in last Friday.
Yeah, they were turned in last Friday, so... you know,
right before the Nokomis-Litchfield
game. Right before the Nokomis-Litchfield
game. But that, you know, that's...
That was a great game, by the way.
Oh, that was a terrific ball game. Yes, it was.
Oh, by the way, that was a really good game.
That was the last one we'd done before...
The weather hit.
Before the weather hit. So,
that's exactly right. So Mount Zion, the top seed, they are in a pool with Greenville and East Alton Wood River. The Comets are the 8th seed, the Oilers the 9. Litchfield, the 2 seed in Pool B, with 7th seeded Columbia and 10th seeded Hillsborough. We're going to catch up with Joe Vanzo momentarily here on Sports Saturday. Pool C, 3rd seeded Nokomis, 6th seed Pena, and the 11th seed Metro East Lutheran. Pool D, the 4 seeded Roxana Shells, with 5th seeded Civic Memorial out of Bethalto, and then the 12 seed Lebanon. Hello.
You better have your game shoes on.
Wow.
And I believe earlier in the season, just to put it in perspective, 2-seeded Litchfield, when they played 11-seeded Metro East Lutheran, that game went into overtime.
Yes.
This tournament's wide open. Like we said a moment ago, if there's 9 teams that are better than Hillsborough in this tournament, it's going to be a fun weekend. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, Joe Vanzo. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And that was a ball game last night between yourself and the Panthers. Somebody was going home feeling like they let one get away. Unfortunately for the Toppers, it was you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Really proud of our team's effort. I thought we competed really hard. It was frustrating to a point where I really felt like we outplayed them for 3-plus quarters. And you'd look up and we were up by 2 or 3 points. You know, so that was a little frustrating. And give them credit because, you know, they kept making shots. They kept making enough plays just to hang around. And then in the fourth quarter, I just felt like they were the more aggressive team, and that was the difference.
And Coach, I guess one thing you can take away from that loss last night is you know what you have to do next Saturday when you play the same team.
Yeah, it'll be easy to prepare for them because we've already spent, you know, the last week doing so. So that's good.
Joe, obviously Dylan Miller had a huge ball game last night, but you were playing without Matt Tomazzoli, who got hurt a week ago at Taylorville. Just talk a little bit about the combination of Tomazzoli being out and then the evolution of Dylan Miller this year.
Matt being out just really hurts us from a depth standpoint. I mean, like I was talking with you last night, he's a kid that I can put into a game and not worry about him. He's versatile in that we can play him in a couple different spots. Dylan, it's been a struggle for Dylan this year just because of how much attention other teams, you know, pay to him. And he's really struggled from a standpoint where he's gotten into some foul trouble. He's been frustrated because we haven't got him enough touches. But last night, I really think that he took a huge, huge step forward. He was never in foul trouble. We got him plenty of touches, and he was very efficient. But I think he missed four shots. I mean, so when we got him the ball, I mean, he was, you know, he finished down there. A kid that's really stepped up for us this year is Joe Moore. He's became a big off the bench for us, and he gives us a spark every time he's on the floor, and he did some great things for us last night, too.
Well, I remember calling Joe Moore's name a lot during the football season. It seemed like he was laying somebody out every single week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He was our best open field hitter, and he was fun to watch.
And so I think that very interesting you bring up Joe Moore, because a lot of times fans only get caught up maybe in Dylan Miller, who's scoring, you know, 20 points a ball game. But if you want to be an effective club come postseason time, you got to have those glue guys coming off your bench to fill minutes.
Absolutely. Role players have a role. They have a job to do. And Joe does a great job at his role.
And the Toppers, you know, defensively, you're so long. You're so, you know, it's tough to find an open spot on the floor against you guys.
Yeah, and really defensively, I mean, we played outstanding. I mean, they went on a nice run there to start the game, and they scored 11 points, I think, in the first 4 minutes. And then at halftime, they had 19. So for the last quarter and a half, you know, they scored 8 points. You know, I can watch Kobe Lemon play on-ball defense all day, every day. I mean, he's just so fun to watch. You know, and he's so aggressive that, you know, he's had difficulties this year staying out of foul trouble because he is so physical on the ball. But, you know, we've got better with that last night. We had 3 fouls in the first half. But in the last quarter, they shot 21 free throws. So we have to play a full game where we don't, you know, foul people. I mean, that's really a weakness of ours right now.
One thing about your schedule this year, Joe, I think you've upgraded your schedule a bit, and you're seeing a lot of different teams and you know, pretty good grade of competition here, and that certainly helps the Toppers down the last part of this season here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, competitions, you know, we always want to play good teams so that we're playing our best at the end of the season. Yeah, competition brings the best out in everybody. Yeah. So.
Well, Joe, the fact you guys are the 10th seed in the Litchfield Invitational, which starts a week from today, I don't know if that'll be any motivation for you or your kids, but
it will be.
If there's 9 teams better than you, that's impressive.
I mean, the seedings don't mean anything, and they really don't. I mean, whether we were seeded higher or seeded lower, we got to play the games. So
yeah,
and of course you're in the pool with Litchfield. So what else is new?
Yeah, right. We've already played Columbia too. I mean, we've played them over at their place, and we know them, and they know us, and. I mean, that's a good matchup for us.
Well, that just makes the coach's job easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe, as you look at your squad here on the 11th of January, how would you assess your season this far? I know you've had some peaks and some valleys.
Yeah, really up and down. I mean, coming into the season, you know, Dylan Gray has been out for us and will be out for us. I mean, he was a starter for us last year, really worked hard all summer. And we had to fill that void losing him, and I think some kids have really stepped up. I mentioned Joe Moore. Noah Calvert's done great stuff for us all season. We just got to compete for 4 quarters and clean up some mistakes, you know, that are very fixable. So going forward, I expect us to improve.
Big test tonight, I guess, with the Paint of Panthers. That's always an interesting style they're playing this year.
Yeah, interesting style they're playing this year. And the hard part about it is with all the snow that we've had, we've only had 2 days of practice this week, and we spent all that time on Litchfield, so we really haven't had a ton of time to prepare for them. And it's a really, you know, it's a tough preparation game because it's so much different than anything you've seen. So it should be interesting. It should be fun to watch. You know, for the fans.
If they stand out there on the arc and shoot, just get a hand in their face, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, this is the type of game that every kid wants to play. It's like a playground
game,
that's
right.
Yeah. Yep.
Joe Vance, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck tonight and next week at the Invitational, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Joe Vanzo, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers.
And again, a program that's been revived and is enthusiastic and, you know, making some noise here.
And it's just a matter of having the right guy at the right time. I think it's very similar to Pat Rentz and the Litchfield football program.
Sure.
He was the right guy at the right time for that job. I think Joe Vanzo is the right guy at the right time for the Hillsboro basketball program.
And, you know, and Joe's not going to make any excuses, but injuries have really racked this team this year. I mean, they really have. And
not having Tom Mazzoli. No.
Well, you know, and the Gray Boy, as he mentioned, you know, you plug that in, and, well, that gives you a little bit different look to the ball club. But Joe's done a great job of finding kids to go in, and, you know, it's convincing the kids that they can do that. And you may not have to do it for 32 minutes, but if you can do it for 4 minutes at a time and come back later and do it for four more minutes at a time, you know, that you can work your way through the ball game with that.
Well, Nate seems like the type of guy, don't tell me what I don't have.
That's right.
I don't care what I don't
That's
have.
Right.
I don't have that. We're going to deal with what we have,
That's right.
and we're going to make the most out of it.
That's right.
And one thing that works to his benefit coming up for this Invitational is, like he said, he's seen both these teams. So, I mean, you got to give the advantage there to Hillsboro. Yeah.
That's right. So they will have the pool play the 18th, the 20th, and the 21st, and then move into the bracketed play on Thursday the 23rd with championship night at the 47th Litchfield Invitational set for Saturday, January the 25th. Of course, Terry, the same week, the Macoupin County basketball tournament will take stage at Bunker Hill this year. Of course, it was supposed to be played at Gillespie. Mother Nature changed that this past spring. So Gillespie will host the county next year. Bunker Hill will take it over this year. And, of course, the last time the county was at Bunker Hill, it was a classic tourney.
Well, it was probably one of the wild and woolliest, certainly in the semifinals, both girls and boys, I believe, were just probably some of my favorite basketball I've ever seen, to be honest with you. They were great. Great games and packed houses and terrific basketball.
The Lofka Dome will be packed once again.
Yes, and that's a great venue to have a basketball tournament for the girls. Southwestern gets the number one seed, deservedly so, I think. Carlinville, number two, Bunker Hill, three, and Gillespie is four. For the boys' side, North Mac gets the number one seed, Carlinville's two, Southwestern three, and Gillespie is four. So it'll be a pool play situation, starting with six games on Saturday. We'll be carrying the first four games, then have Illini basketball later that night. And then, of course, that'll all culminate on the 25th with a championship night, which is pretty special at the Macoupin County Tournament if you've ever been. If you've never been, it's the second oldest tournament in the state of Illinois, second oldest county tournament behind McLean County. And, you know, it has kind of a pageantry to it, especially on championship night, especially at the Lofka Dome. So.
And, you know, the tournament, it's been through some changes the last number of years, but it just seems it delivers more times than not.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you talk about the county tournament, and sometimes it's, well, it's just the county tournament. But to schools in Macoupin County, it means something.
It's the tournament.
It is a lot of times the tournament. If you don't win anything else, if you win the county tournament, you've got something to show for.
Well, I find myself here. I have to consciously try to say the Macoupin County tournament.
Well,
county.
We just always refer to it here at the radio station as county.
County
tournament week.
Everyone knows what you're talking about.
You know, we got the Litchfield tournament and county tournament.
Right. Exactly.
So we don't even call it Macoupin County. It's just county tournament. So, it's you know, something we've been following on the radio for decades and decades and decades, and we'll have live coverage beginning next week, and should be a fun week at Bunker Hill. So,
I would imagine so.
I would think so. Let's hope the weather's nice so they can get some big crowds in there.
I think we'll have some big
crowds. The dome is fun when it's raucous.
And Coach was telling me, I think, over the holiday tour that he's trying to convince the powers that be there at Bunker Hill to get some bleachers put up on the stage, too.
Oh, yes. They got to have bleachers on the stage because that's where we're going to be sitting.
Exactly.
I like people around us when it's noisy and that's crazy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's his building. He wants bleachers up on the stage. Get those bleachers up on the stage. Let's go. What are we waiting for here?
That's right.
Let's do it.
That's right. Then his name's on the marquee up there.
That's exactly right. So always a fun week of in-season basketball tournament. So if you like high school basketball, next week is the week for you.
Well, and this week, the North Green Lady Spartan Classic coming up in about 20 minutes or so. The top-seeded Litchfield Lady Panthers take on Jacksonville Rout in a 10 o'clock game. They will play 6 o'clock, win or lose, on Monday night. If they win, they'll be in the West Gym again in the winner's bracket. If they lose, they'll be in the consolation bracket, but I don't think they're going to lose. I think Litchfield is going to deservedly, they're going to show everybody why they're the number one seed at the North Carolina
Classic.
Carrollton is the number two seed. Third seed is West Central, very good team in Waverly, number four. So should be a great tournament at North Green High School. They're going to use the West Gym for the upper half of the bracket, the East Gym for the lower half of the bracket today, and then the winner's brackets play in the West, consolation bracket in the East, and then they'll wrap up next Saturday. So,
how many postseason tournaments are at North Green this year?
I think just one.
Just one?
Did I know?
Oh, a light year.
Just in basketball. Just one in basketball.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Yeah.
but they may change that, Tim. There's a couple of TBAs on the website.
They'll get another one. They'll get another one. My car can just drive itself to Whitehall. Just knows how to get there. It's weird.
Well, you've been there enough. Also, coming up Monday night, the 36th annual Mohawk Classic at Morrisonville. There will be a round-robin tournament. Games will be played Monday through Thursday, a night off on Friday, and then the final night on Saturday. Monday night, South Fork takes on Lincolnwood. These two teams just played to a two-point game about a week ago, and then Morrisonville takes on Edinburgh. And the first game is always at 6:15.
Boy, and the Comas ought to petition for naming rights to that tournament. Well, they have absolutely owned it.
They have. They really have. It's the tournament has gone through a lot of different incarnations, bracketed tournament, with a lot of different teams from, Alt Marquette was there, Mount Pulaski's been there, Calvary's been there, but it's now down to a round-robin tournament, so they'll play, and of course, with the vote concerning Panhandle Morrisonville, don't know how this is going to affect things down the line, but it's not for me to worry about, and I'm not going to, so we can just tell you, starts Monday night at Morrisonville High School. Always great hosts.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mohawk Classic.
Mohawk Classic, yep. Great little gym, kind of a Hoosier-esque gym.
They still got, the red-tinted lights in there.
They have lights now.
Yeah, well, hey, that's good. You know exactly what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always a red hue in that gym.
It was kind of a reddish-orangish hue for a while, and I think the lights have been changed out now, yeah. Yeah, so. And there were several gyms that had that a few years ago. And it was kind of weird. You'd walk in and go, what's with this place,
Yeah, you got to get your eyes adjusted.
Skin looks a little weird, and I go, wow, I look like an
Indian. Am I wearing blue blocker? WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We need to get to another break. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Lincolnwood head coach Matt Milberg. We will do that following these messages.
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook. Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams right now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim 0.5% and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. But Old Man Winter is not about to get us down. We've got a plan to get fresh inventory and help you get a nicer, newer car in the process. Right now, based on the sale price of the car you choose, get a ton more than appraised value for your old car. Make, model, or age doesn't matter. We don't even care how many payments you have left. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. This is a perfect time to upgrade to a nicer, newer vehicle and help us restock our lot. Arctic Blast have backed up our auto delivery schedules. But the worse weather, the better the deal, because we need cars. Our For the People credit approval program is the only one that considers you, not just your financial stats, giving you the best chance of getting approved today. Get a ton more for your old ride, now through January 31st at Roger Jennings. Our dealership, For the People, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
And at 9:42, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have highs of around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. Expect a low of around 28 degrees heading into tomorrow. Sunny skies. Expect highs in the upper 40s. Extended forecast look for you Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. The lows will be in the mid-20s. At 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 35 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab provides licensed, certified athletic training services for Hillsborough and Nokomis student-athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab has three convenient locations, Hillsborough, Litchfield, and Nokomis. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:45, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, jumping on back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And joining us on the phone now, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers, Matt Milburg, good enough to give us a few minutes this morning. And, Coach, congratulations on a big W last night at Nokomis.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim. We executed and came away with a big win last night on the road and a county team.
Great defensive effort last night by the Lancers, I thought, Matt.
Yeah, we obviously, you know, in the past couple of years that we've been talking with each other, that's one of the stresses that we've been trying to get accomplished here at Lincolnwood. And I thought last night that we did set the tone with our defense. And, you know, when you take over a program, you look up to other teams. And Nokomis is a team that we always looked up to with their defensive pressure. Obviously, we just do it in a different style.
And you knew, Matt, at Nokomis, that the Skins would make a run at some point in the ball game. They did. You had to like the way that your team responded.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. You know, Coach Kimbrough's got one of the most success in the area, so we knew they were going to make their run sometime in the second half, and I just told them to weather the storm. I told them it wasn't going to be a game. You can't lie to the kids and tell them that they're going to have only two turnovers because it's not going to happen. You have to be realistic with them and sit and explain to them that things are going to happen at times and they're going to fail, and it's how they overcome it to be successful.
I thought Lincolnwood got off to a great start, got a little bit of a lead built up there, which kind of took a little pressure off the offense and allowed you to relax on defense and help the game flow for the Lancers.
Yeah, I think if you talk to other coaches, you know, around the start of the game, you know, if you hit your first couple shots, you tend to get a little bit better defensive pressure, playing harder on defense than you would if you were to miss a couple shots in the beginning of the game. And last night we hit a couple shots early on and allowed our defense to get set up and get ready to go too.
And it's such a balance, isn't it, Matt, between defense and offense? Because everybody wants to play defense, but you still got to put the biscuit in the basket.
Yeah, and last night I thought we got some good looks from, you know, from all, every aspect as far as three-point shooting and inside play. You know, you don't want to sit there and shoot threes all night against Nokomis. That's one of the things you don't want to do. And we had some inside presence with Fail and Brockmeyer last night, which I was happy with. I looked at the stats, and I don't know last time a Nokomis team shot more threes than Lincolnwood, but it happened last night. So I was pleased with that stat.
Yeah, and they're shooting – you know, you had a hand in their face every time they took a shot.
Yeah, Chauncey worked for his, I thought. What a great kid he is. And Herbstreit got a couple shots off early in the third quarter, and you know you're going to get those. Those guys went to state last year. They have experience. You just have to limit them. So.
Now, Matt, you've come off a big win here, and you're looking to get back into the Morrisonville tournament on Monday night against a team that you just beat on your home floor by 2 points with a buzzer beater. And then the next night you got a team from Edinburgh who is a big rival with Lincolnwood in the MSM Conference. And then Wednesday night, the 15th, you got Nokomis again. So this is not an easy path here over the next several days.
Yeah, I talked to the boys about it the past week. Our January schedule is extremely difficult. And we knew we'd have a couple early tests, and we've gotten those the past two games against Kincaid and Nokomis. But we're going to see Kincaid again, like you said, on Monday. And Edinburgh, who we lost to in a regional championship on our own floor last year, I think the boys should be prepared to play against them on Tuesday. And then, obviously, the Nokomis game. And anytime you play Morrisonville, last year we beat them by one on their home floor. They're going to be ready and ready for us, that's for sure. So we have a tough stretch. We got Lutheran at home following week. And we're both undefeated in the conference, so that would be a big conference game for us at home.
And at this point, Lincolnwood and Lutheran, and are you the only two undefeateds in the conference right now, or are there a couple others?
Calvary's undefeated. Okay. I know they're undefeated in the conference, too. And, you know, we played Lutheran first game of the season, lost by 5 over there in the Bruin tournament. I thought we played stretches where we played well and stretches when we didn't. And we dismissed it, and I think the kids will be hungry for them again on Tuesday in 2 weeks.
Matt, what's the biggest difference between the team now and at the beginning of the season when you went into that New Berlin tournament?
Biggest thing, I think, is execution offensively and defensively. We tend to struggle a little bit over there trying to find, basically, and I can take part of blame on this, is just trying to get in a rhythm of what we're doing and what we want to do sub-wise. And I think now that we're cohesive, we've been playing a lot better, and that's what I like to see.
Yeah, you do a lot of substitution, situational substitution, offense, defense, and it seems to work for the Lancers.
Yeah, there's no rule in IHSA. It says you can only sub so many times. You know, it's not like baseball, and also whenever you tend to do that, we give, you know, some of our other guys, you know, Snyder didn't come off the floor last night, and Graham, I don't think, came off the floor last night. You give those other guys a little bit breathers, you know, whenever you do sub, and it calms us down, and I kind of use it as a timeout a little bit. And the kids, you know, I think are getting used to what's going on. They know the situations. They know what's going on, and that makes for a good game.
Brian Graham had a good game last night.
Yeah, he took care of the ball as a sophomore. He couldn't be any more pleased with what he did, you know. And the first thing he did on the bus is, because I said, Coach, can I look at the stats, see how many turnovers I had, you know. And for him to be concerned about that as a sophomore means that he cares about these senior boys and wants to lead these guys. So I was very happy with his defense and offense last night.
And, Matt, that's the type of reaction. You can't teach a kid to care about that. They either do or they don't.
Yeah, he plays a lot of basketball in the summertime. He's just a basketball gym rat, and he loves basketball, and he wants to be around it all the time. And, you know, he only had 1 point, and I told him at the end of the game, I said, you know, that 1 point doesn't dictate how good of a game you played. And for him to realize that is going to be something that's going to make him mature as a basketball player.
And you've got players who don't contribute a lot offensively, but they contribute a lot.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing. We got a couple of good bucket from Jake Pope, a layup that will kind of stop the bleeding a little bit. And, you know, you just have to be ready when your time shines. You know, you have to be ready to go, and he did that last night for us.
Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck down the road, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And, thanks, Matt.
Appreciate the MTXC committee for everything they did, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of the things that we can get with the money. So thanks again to them.
Over 17 grand last night for each school. That's incredible.
Yep, thanks for all your guys' time.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Matt Milberg, bye. The head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers. So, yeah, MTXC committee, by the way. Again, they donated over $17,000, $17,080 to both schools. Both schools, yeah. So, yeah. Incredible, incredible. Mm. So, and it all started with an idea for, you know, you take the lemon and turn it into lemonade, and the passing of Coach Maury Huff, and the committee put this together, and it was all for the kids, and they did a great job in 9 years of raising money for the student athletes. So congratulations and kudos to the MTXC committee. So, and again, tough week for the Lancers and for Nokomis and for Morrisonville and for South Fork and for, you know, the teams that are in the Morrisonville tournament. They're not the biggest schools around, but they're going to be very, very competitive.
Think about Nokomis this week. You go from that and roll right into the Litchfield Invitational. Yeah.
There,
so, I mean,
there have been months. There have been months that Nokomis does not play a home game in January. There have been years where they did not play a home game in January. And most of their games are all tournament games. So it's, it's just, that's how Nokomis rolls. They just do it that way.
Add that to the list of what makes them so effective come postseason time.
Yeah. You know, one loss does not a season make. Nope. And you know, when Lincolnwood and Nokomis meet again Wednesday night in the Morrisonville tournament,
who knows what will happen?
I guarantee you Coach Kimbrough is going to have a little different look.
And I gotta imagine the kids are going to love it, because growing up, you know, you prefer to play games over practice, and they're going to get their fair share of games in the next 2 weeks. So
That's true.
Practice maybe, two times in the next 2 weeks?
Two times maybe, I don't know.
Which is probably about what they've practiced in the last week or so with all the snow. So
Yeah,
the snow's kind of really throwing a monkey wrench in the thing. Because
that's a kid's dream, though. I tell you what, you come right off a Christmas break into a week-long blizzard. Hey, where was that when I was in school? I was praying for that.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Well, we may have had that when I was in school, but they didn't call off school.
They didn't call off school.
Yeah, back.
If you can make it, make it. If you can't, what the heck?
Back in our day, Tim, we were tough like that. We went to school.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
But so, I don't blame them for calling off all week.
Well, no, they had to. I mean, the roads were a mess.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But for a kid, that's pretty much a dream.
It's downtown.
You can't get any better than that.
You can't get him. You're right.
You just can't.
You just can't.
Hey, we're going to have Fighting Illini basketball coming up on Sunday for the Illini. It can get much, much better than what happened to them in Wisconsin last week. Woo-wee.
Wow.
That got out of hand quickly. Basically, as soon as the Illini got off the bus, they were in trouble.
Well, I think they were coming into that ball game freaked.
Oh, man.
They just didn't look. Even when you looked at them warming up on the court, they didn't look calm.
Young team, first road
freaked
game
out.
In the conference, the toughest venue in the conference to play in. I tell you what.
They got their butts kicked.
They got their and that's putting it kindly.
And it's kind of uncharacteristic, because the Illini really have been a team that's performed well in Wisconsin, even when their teams haven't been the greatest.
But the X factor is the youth.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're going to look like world beaters, other times you're going to look like freshmen.
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's what happened. You know, that was that side of the coin that showed up.
And Wisconsin's just that good.
Oh, they're good.
I mean, that's the best Wisconsin team that Bo Ryan's maybe ever had. I don't know. I mean, he's had some really good teams. But when's the last time a Wisconsin team scored over 90 points in a Big Ten game?
Boy, it's been a while.
Well, they're still unbeaten, and I don't think they've ever went into the season this long ever without going unbeaten.
I mean, if you get to this point of the year and you're undefeated, I mean, that's saying something.
You played some basketball.
So for the Illini, you just forget about that thing. Put that out of sight, out of mind, which is, I'm sure, is what they've done. And now you get your rivals at Northwestern tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Still not an easy place to play for the Illini, because Northwestern, you know, that's the interstate rivalry there. And
Of course, Chris Collins in his first year at the helm there. Wildcats not off to a very good start, but what else is new? The record is never really that good, but they give the Illini
For Northwestern, the game with Illinois is one that they circle on the calendar, you know, and that's the one they kind of look forward to.
Like
that's
the little brother complex.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So
we'll have it for you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, here on FM 106. The Illini, they were nationally ranked last week. That was short-lived.
Well, and
you'll still see
we'll
the number next to their ranking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then the rankings will come out on Monday, and it'll be gone.
Well, you think so?
Oh, they won't be in the top.
They won't be in the top.
When you're ranked 23rd and you lose by 30,
you're
not staying in the rankings.
But they lost to the number 3 team in the nation.
Doesn't matter.
I think
they should have been in the top 25 to begin with.
Oh, I thought they deserved to be in the top 25. They had some quality wins, and you know, their two losses were games they were very winnable. But you don't lose by 30 on the road and stay
in
the top 25.
You know, my point is, look, if Illinois is going to deserve to get into the top 25, it's probably going to be late January or early February before they deserve that.
I didn't think they would make it in this early either.
I
figured it was coming, but not this soon.
But that's just motivation for Coach Gross and the Illini. So.
And it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Like the seedings in the basketball tournaments at the high school we were talking about, seedings don't matter. Okay. Rankings don't matter either.
You're going to play who you play, and, you know, the best team will win. And, you know, if you're better than the other guy that night, you walk over the victory and play the next night. So,
well, you talk about a team like Wichita State that I think right now is 6th in the nation. Last year there were 9 seed in the tournament. Final Four appearance, competed with Louisville.
Right.
Seedings don't, or seedings and rankings don't mean anything.
They really don't. They just really don't matter.
If and we talk so much about seedings in high school and college, but if you look at the professional ranks, you know, it's the team that's hot.
Yeah.
It's all about the team who's hot going in. It really is.
That's exactly right. So play your best ball at the right time of the year, and it's probably going to end the way that you hope it does.
Yeah, you're going to play the last game of the season. So
that's right. So we'll see what happens with the Illini at Northwestern tomorrow.
Plus, we will have all of our broadcast schedule up on the website as well, and plus all the games podcasts. So, again, if you're looking for podcasts, they're free. They don't cost anything. You can download them for free, and you can listen to them anytime on our website, plus cancellations and all sorts of other stuff.
That's right. We will have, of course, our coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament a week from today. The Litchfield Invitational also tips off a week from today as well. The Mohawk Classic tipping off on Monday.
And good luck to the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. They tip in about a minute and a half. So at the North Green Lady Spartan Classic.
And Cardinal Baseball, he'd be here before you know it.
Oh, man.
What did somebody say the other day? The first spring training game is like February 28th or something?
No, it's actually the first weekend of March.
Okay.
First weekend of March. Yeah. So.
Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that quite yet.
After the week was last week,
whew,
anything that concerns green grass and warm, I could think about.
Well, this would have been a good week for the winter warm-up.
Probably not, because they probably wouldn't have had enough people there.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, yeah, the winter warm-up will be well-attended again.
Yes, it will.
And Tony La Russa may be going to the Mariners as team president.
How about that? How about that? Good for the Mariners.
Yeah.
Waka's autograph at the winter warm-up, $100.
There you go.
One of the highest for a rookie, not bad.
Right. Sports Saturday is out of time for Tobin, Terry, David. I am Tim. That is it here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Have a great weekend, everybody.